local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you into Friday, a Blue Angel Friday. Weather cooperating today, expected to cooperate as well tomorrow. It is the best weekend of the year here in Pensacola, and it is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 2 hours and 51 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. We appreciate you so much tuning in and making us just a small part of your day. Text line is 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 2626111. Of course, all eyes on Pensacola Beach coming up at 5:35. It is Friday, so we'll have our weekly check-in with Channel 3 reporter Tanner Stewart in all the glory of his Blue Angel hat from Pensacola Beach reporting today and talking with us. So we're looking forward to that. Austin, how are you on this fine Blue Angel Friday?
Tired, but I'm doing good.
Did you have a lot to do with out at the beach today?
No, I wasn't out at the beach today, but yesterday and today and even Monday as well, I've been doing Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. But tomorrow I will be out at the beach for 11 hours, better part of.
That's fun.
Yeah.
For nobody.
Well, the heat's not fun. That much is true. But yeah, you know, I'm very well aware of how busy of a time of year this is.
So what's your strategy as far as getting out there in a timely fashion? How early are we getting out there?
My shift begins officially at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So we're going to head out there.
What are you doing at 4:30?
Waking up and getting here to the station.
So you're going to be here.
Yeah, yeah. We got to grab the work vehicles and then we head out there.
All right.
And we're there until about 2 to 3-ish, anywhere around there. I don't know. Bottom line is long day.
Yeah.
But it's nothing I haven't done before.
This will be what number Blue Angel show for you as part of the Cat Country News Radio family?
This is my third.
All right.
Yeah, because this is my third year here, I joined like right before the 2022 air show, and that was a treat. So yeah, it's just it's hectic. It's fun, but it's a lot.
Absolutely. You will certainly not be the only one there. So again, we're taking wagers because hey, betting is legal in Florida now.
Yeah.
We're taking wagers on over under 4:30 a.m. When will the Casino Beach parking lot close?
Right.
Last year today, on Friday, it closed at around 7:30. I'm pretty sure it closed earlier than that today.
We got the breaking news with confirmation that the Casino Beach parking lot did close. I want to say it was early in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Or at least that's when David Wayne told us. It may have been a little bit before last year, but this is also a day where they were pleasantly surprised with how little traffic backups there were. So tomorrow could be
worse. Friday generally isn't terrible as far as the traffic goes. Saturday, completely different story. Much more on the Blue Angels, of course, coming up here. Tanner joining the program at 5:30. Our top stories today, former President Obama and Nancy Pelosi are reportedly expressing worries about the future of President Biden's campaign. Of course, if you were joining us in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, you would have heard most of the president's supposedly unscripted press conference. We carried it through until 7 o'clock. Austin, I don't know about you, but I got in my car and I drove home and I listened to the rest of it.
Really?
There was, right around when we signed off, there was, I believe, a noticeable difference in the first half of the news conference and the second half.
As far as Biden worsening?
As far as his sharpness, as far as his ability to finish thoughts and not just ramble on and on and on. There was a noticeable difference. I thought he sounded weaker in the second half of his news conference there.
Yeah.
So the big gaffe early on yesterday was him referring to Vice President Kamala Harris as Vice President Trump. Overall, though, I didn't think up until 7 o'clock he was that bad. When I got in the car and I listened on the way home, though, it was a pretty noticeable shift. So we'll see what happens. Here is Senator Ted Cruz on what he expects.
I put the odds of Biden not being on the ballot in November at about 80%.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he met with the president yesterday as a growing number of Democrats want Biden to bow out of the election. So far, 17 House Democrats, one Senate Democrat have directly called on Biden to exit the race. Here is what I believe is going to be the cause of this, and I don't remember if I told you on the air or not, but major Democratic donors are reportedly withholding $90 million in pledged contributions to a super PAC supporting Biden's candidacy. That, according to the New York Times, the group of donors told the super PAC Future Forward they will not provide the funds if Biden stays in the race. To me, that's what it's all about. It's about the money.
Right.
If the coffers, I don't say dry up because, you know, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars here. But if there is pressure in terms of financial pressure where the Biden campaign is struggling with donations, that's when he'll leave. So we'll see if it's a big deal or not. But he's got $90 million that major donors are said to be withholding right now. Also in our top stories today, AT&T believes almost all of its wireless customers are affected by a data breach. The company says a hacker has stolen records of calls and texts, but the stolen data doesn't include the content of calls or texts or personal info like social security numbers or birth dates. It does include which numbers a customer interacted with and data like how long a call lasted. So, all right. Those a look at our top three stories. We'll move on with local headlines, state, national, right after today's traffic and weather for the first time, as well as history of the Blue Angels.
Thank you very much, Joe. All righty. This traffic and weather update, for starters, is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we didn't have many issues with the beach traffic this morning, as we discussed earlier, but we're having issues with it now. If you're trying to get off of Pensacola Beach, you are going to be heavily backed up there. Not only that, but it's also a little bit of backups on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and southbound towards Dog Track Road. Very heavy backups there. Don't know what all that's about. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, also giving us some issues. Same can be said with 9 Mile Road. We've got a few issues here and there. You're probably going to notice it the most if you're traveling westbound, passing Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard. Then it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, if anything, that congestion is also looking worse than usual at this time. As for the weather, it's about 88 degrees in Pensacola right now. It feels closer to the mid-90s. We keep seeing that there are slight chances of rain as we get into the night here, but it shouldn't. I'm not a weatherman. I would not count on it developing into anything serious, though, and if it is, it would be very short-lived. And tonight's low is 78 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together. And today's History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration consists of six aircraft performing a prescribed sequence of maneuvers. These are divided into three primary components: the four-plane Diamond, the two solo jets, and all six planes in the Delta formation. Every move is planned right down to the most specific detail. Even canopy closings on the flight line are choreographed. The maneuvers demonstrated by the Blue Angels are not stunts or tricks. They are tactics taught to every naval fighter or attack pilot. Under combat conditions, they would be flown anywhere from treetop level to 60,000 feet. But for an air show, they are brought down to eye level and are flown in extremely close formation along a predetermined flight line. When flying in the Delta or Diamond formation, the pilots monitor the constant radio chatter that guides each movement. But they must also stay mentally ahead of the sequence and know at all times not only their relationship to the other aircraft, but also to the ground below. The two solo jets demonstrate the high-performance characteristics of the FA-18. In some crossing maneuvers, the two jets fly towards each other at a closing speed of 1,000 miles per hour and cross at the center of the flight line in front of the crowd. Precise timing is crucial in the solo routine because if the jets were to be off by just 1 second, they would pass more than 200 yards from the center point. Though the Blue Angels experience G-forces as high as 8 times their body weight, they do not wear G-suits because doing so would interfere with the precise stick movements necessary to fly such delicate maneuvers. Since 1946, almost half a billion people around the world have attended nearly 5,000 Blue Angel performances, and there's no telling how many more have seen them on television. The Blue Angels are the finest flight demonstration team the world has ever known. The men and women who fly and maintain the squadron take pride in everything they do. The work is very demanding, but they're doing what they love to do. They are fulfilling an important mission for the Navy, and therefore the country. They are the best there is. They are the Navy's. They are America's. They are Pensacola's. They are our Blue Angels, and we love them. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
This is Mike Bates. I'd like to thank Lieutenant David Gardner, the Public Affairs Officer for the Blue Angels, and Hill Goodspeed, the historian at the National Naval Aviation Museum on board NAS Pensacola, for their assistance with my research for this program. Thanks to all who have ever worn the uniform of the United States military. And thanks to you for listening as News Radio 1620 FM 92.3 traced the history of the Blue Angels.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, the Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it, the speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right, you can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee. But that's right, at the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hey parents, it's Gloria from Sylvan Learning Center, and it's really hot out there. You know what else is hot? Learning. Whether it's reading, writing, math, ACT, or SAT prep, now is the best time to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. With over 45 years of experience, we're the hottest learning center in town for your kiddo, even with AC. So call 1-800-EDUCATE today to get started. Sylvan Learning Center.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Several spots of note here currently. Still got some pretty heavy backups on Pensacola Beach. That's if you're trying to get off the beach. Also have some issues on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and southbound towards Dog Track Road. Very heavy backups going both ways there. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Very heavy congestion on Pine Forest Road now. This is if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound approaching I-10. And then it's going to be Caroline Street or Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
This weekend's weather will be mainly sunny and hot with high temps running between 90 and 95. Look for those heat index values to be up in the triple digits. Now, of course, there is a little bit of a chance that a shower or storm pops up. We're low on our rain chances, though. 30% on Saturday and a little higher on Sunday at 40%. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. A couple of quick local notes here. If you missed it yesterday, we had Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright on. We asked him about the effort to incorporate Navarre, the discussion that was reintroduced on Monday by State Representative Joel Rudman. Wright had some interesting things to say following Rudman's address to the board. Here's what he told us yesterday.
I think it's inappropriate. I think it's our boardroom is not the place to have that discussion. The state does not need the county's approval, and a straw poll on a county ballot is not a requirement.
And Wright also told us that he would not support the straw poll idea if residents brought it to the board petitioning. So we'll see what happens there in the next coming weeks. He says if Rudman wants to file a bill in Tallahassee, he should put his big boy pants on and handle it. Down the road in Okaloosa County, a sheriff's office says a deputy fired following allegations of reckless driving, racing, and tampering with evidence while operating a motorcycle. 25-year-old Dylan Gentry arrested by Fort Walton Beach police shortly after midnight today. The sheriff's office says Gentry had been with the agency for 3 years and says, quote, "We commend our colleagues in Fort Walton Beach for their diligence." A heads up also in Santa Rosa County for tomorrow. The sheriff's office says that following tomorrow's air show at about 2:45, the Navarre Beach Bridge will close to southbound traffic, and they will convert both lanes into northbound to help people getting off the beach quicker. Also starting at 3, FDOT will be altering traffic signal patterns based on traffic volumes. The primary signals controlled will be at the Causeway, Highway 98, and the Gulf Beach Boulevard and Highway 98. Signals. So that's some good news for folks getting off Navarre Beach tomorrow. 428 here at News Radio Pensacola. Quickly, some state headlines today. Another sales tax holiday set to begin in Florida later on this month. Residents will not have to pay sales tax on back-to-school supplies for 2 weeks starting on July 29th. Florida's digital driver's licenses are no longer available in app stores. The state this week pulled the product from iOS and Android app stores, and those that have already been downloaded are no longer active. Brevard County, now home to one of the largest cruise ships in the world, Royal Caribbean's Utopia of the Seas, docked at Port Canaveral yesterday, the world's second largest cruise ship with enough room for 5,600 passengers. Its official debut will be next Friday. National headlines, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling for an investigation into why so many people lost power after Hurricane Beryl made landfall and why it's taking so long to get folks back on. He's directing the Public Utility Commission to look into why this sort of thing happens so often in Houston. As it stands today, just over a million customers are still without power. Search for two missing victims of a tour helicopter crash in Hawaii resuming today. The body of one of the victims was recovered yesterday from the ocean by a search and rescue team. It's unclear if that person was the pilot or one of two passengers. The jury in the Senator Bob Menendez corruption trial has started their deliberations today after getting instructions from the judge late yesterday. Wall Street, good day today. Dow Jones Industrial jumping back above 40,000, gaining at the closing bell 247 points to finish at 40,000 on the nose. S&P 500 rising 30 to 5615, and the NASDAQ jumped 115 to 18,398. 4:30, that sound means it's time for us to say goodbye for a few minutes. Fox News, Your Money Now coming up. We're back with sports news, health, business, science, pop culture, entertainment, all in the second half hour of Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden back on the campaign trail and making a stop in Battleground, Michigan today as he attempts to ease questions about his overall fitness.
The president understands there is still anxiety from Democrats on Capitol Hill. His campaign spokesperson, Michael Tyler, says,
laser focused on demonstrating that he is the best person to take on Donald Trump.
Tyler spoke with reporters on Air Force One as President Biden flew to a campaign rally in Detroit.
Fox's Jared Halpern, supporters of Donald Trump are waiting on the former president to announce his running mate. It could come ahead in next week's Republican National Convention. Fox's Bill Malusian has the shortlist.
That would include Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
The Republican convention kicks off Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Archer Aviation rallied more than 12% during today's trading session after the air taxi maker and Southwest Airlines signed a deal to develop air taxi services in California. Archer and Southwest says they would develop plans for electric air taxi networks using Archer's EV takeoff and landing aircraft at California airports where Southwest operates. Higher interest rates are squeezing banks as J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo both reported a drop in quarterly profit today. Citigroup posted a rise, though, driven in part by the bank's cost-cutting measures, but set aside more provisions for potential losses in their credit card business. J.P. Morgan's second quarter profit declined 9% year-over-year to just over $13 billion. U.S. stocks finished today's session much higher. The Dow Jones Industrial fell just a few points off of record territory. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is Andrew Perloff with a Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Novak Djokovic isn't happy with the Wimbledon crowd. He's won 24 majors, but he's still not embraced. But don't feel bad for Joker. He thrives off this. He's battling a knee injury, and he's 37. He'll need all the energy he can get. I'm Andrew Perloff.
A
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Still got very heavy backups on Pensacola Beach. This is if you are trying to get off of the beach. Obviously, the air show was, or the practice run was earlier this afternoon, and there's still some very heavy backups because of just all the people trying to get off there. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Speaking of I-10, if you're traveling westbound passing Pine Forest Road, we do have some minor congestion reaching for a bit there. It's nothing too severe, but nonetheless something to look out for. Then it's going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98 and traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Got very heavy congestion going both ways there still. The last major spots are going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And we also have a little bit now on Highway 90 if you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane.
All right, Alan Strum with the weekend forecast.
This weekend's weather will be mainly sunny and hot with high temps running between 90 and 95. Look for those heat index values to be up in the triple digits. Now, of course, there is a little bit of a chance that a shower or storm pops up. We're low on our rain chances, though. 30% on Saturday and a little higher on Sunday at 40%. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 4:39 here at News Radio Pensacola on this Friday. Austin, what's going on in sports today?
Well, we got a couple of updates from stuff that happened earlier today, starting with Wimbledon. It's going to be a rematch of last year's men's final as Carlos Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic won in today's semis. Alcaraz beat Daniil Medvedev in four sets, while Djokovic beat Lorenzo Musetti in straight sets. They will face off in the final on Sunday morning. Also, just some stuff going on this evening. In the MLB, we're going to have Rays versus Guardians at 5:50. That's going to be on Apple TV+. And it's going to be Marlins at Reds at 6:10 and Braves at Padres at 8:40. So we'll give you some score updates on a couple of those in hour three. Also, we have a WNBA doubleheader on ION. It's going to be the Phoenix Mercury and Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever at 6:30, followed by one of the better teams in the league, the Minnesota Lynx, at the Seattle Storm at 9. Then we just got a few headlines here. We'll start with this one since it's rather unfortunate. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are mourning the loss of a legend. Former defensive coordinator Monty Kiffin, the father of Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin, passed away yesterday at 84 years old. He was with the Bucs for 13 seasons from 96 to 08, which, of course, included their 2002 Super Bowl win. He was a pivotal part because that defense was insane.
Yeah, the Tampa 2 with Derek Brooks right in the middle there, Warren Sapp, John Lynch in the at safety, Rondae Barber at cornerback.
Well, and I think, wasn't the MVP in that game? Dexter Jackson,
yeah,
safety?
Yeah, he had two interceptions, I believe, on that one. And then Derek Brooks, of course, had a pick six in that one as well.
Golly.
But, Monty Kiffin also, I think I'm thinking of somebody else. I thought he was defensive coordinator for the Eagles as well, but that's somebody else.
Uh-oh.
But, Monty Kiffin, definitely a legendary defensive mind for sure.
Yes, and we do have some a recent headline here in the NBA. New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson agreeing to a four-year extension worth $156 million. According to ESPN, that's $113 million less guaranteed than he'd be eligible to receive a year from now. So, I don't know. I mean, he thinks he's seeing a payday now. He may see one even more down the road.
You know, I was thinking about this when I first saw it. I was like, okay, Jalen is an awesome player, of course. He is undersized, and the example that immediately came into my mind was Isaiah Thomas, the former Boston Celtic player, also a very undersized player.
Very undersized.
And he got hurt a lot kind of right before he would have been in line for a big payday. So I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe Jalen's just, you know, he doesn't want to chance it. He wants to cash in. But then I looked at his contract, and I was like, okay, well, he got a four-year, $100 million deal to go to New York, so he's already had a bite at that Big Apple. Okay. I'm never gonna tell somebody, hey, you know, they shouldn't cash in or whatever, get a raise,
right?
Obviously, but I think that I probably in his position would have taken the chance just because I've already gotten the 4 year $100 million fully guaranteed. I saw the numbers from Wojciechowski, like it was even more insane if he because he has player options this year and next year. If he would have signed as a free agent, he would have been eligible in 2026-27 for like a 400 something million dollar supermax contract or something. And we've seen it was Jason Tatum, right? He signed 314. So, man, that's pays good to be an NBA star for sure.
Yeah.
And also about Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz, last year they were in the final. It was five sets. They went like 4 hours and 42 minutes. It was just an absolute marathon. Ugh. I watched the whole thing last year. It was amazing tennis. So I'm looking forward to that because regardless of the seeding, I think these two are pretty clearly the top two men's players in the world. So I'm very much looking forward to Wimbledon on Sunday.
I mean, back-to-back finals matchups, it seems like you can't really deny it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, just about 4:44 here. Before we get into traffic and weather, we'll tackle a couple health, business, and science notes here. Starting with the release of today's government's producer price index points to a slowing in price increases. Yay, good news there. I guess. It comes a day after the better-known consumer price index posted the first decline since 2020. The cooling inflation readings have some seen increased odds of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates as soon as September.
Also, thousands of people treated at two hospitals in Portland may have been exposed to HIV and hepatitis B and C. About 2,400 people who were patients at two providers, Providence and Legacy Health, are urged to take blood tests as a precaution. The actions of an anesthesiologist caused an infection control breach, but they say the risk is low. The individual, though, is no longer employed with the groups, as you might expect.
Yeah, I would imagine. And speaking of things that we might have probably should have expected, it could be called the end of an era. Redbox is going out of business. For more than two decades, the company has rented out DVDs at thousands of kiosks across the company. That's all going away after its parent company, Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, converted its Chapter 11 bankruptcy case to a Chapter 7 liquidation proceeding this week.
Were you a big Redbox guy?
No, I wasn't. But the thing is, it's like, I mean, I know it's very, it was very popular, but just in this digital age, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that we're getting news like this.
No, I think I maybe got a Redbox once.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you remember what movie?
No idea.
Oh, okay. It was probably, if it was
it
years
was a
ago,
movie that you haven't seen.
That is quite likely, yeah. At least, not. I may understand some references too, and have maybe, you know, skimmed through, but yeah, I have not sat and watched from beginning to end. That's very much possible. Alrighty, 4:45 now. Now we can get that quick check of the roads and weather I hinted at so enthusiastically just a couple of minutes ago. Let's see. Still got some very heavy backups on Pensacola Beach. If you're trying to get off of the beach there because of the Blue Angel Air Show practice run we had earlier this afternoon. Also on Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10, we got some heavy backups in those areas there. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and southbound towards Dog Track Road. That congestion has hardly lessened at all, so that's a very severe spot at this time. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
It's going to be a sunny and hot weekend with just a little chance for a shower or storm to pop up on Saturday at 30%, a little more likely for the inland areas. Sunday's rain chance is going to be 40% and highs will run between about 90 and 95 with heat index values up in the triple digits. If you're headed to watch the Blue Angels, enjoy the show. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
And by the way, just a heads up for tomorrow, especially for Navarre, Santa Rosa County, Milton, that kind of area. If you're going to the Blue Angels show, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says that after the show's over tomorrow, they are turning Navarre Beach Bridge into one-way traffic northbound. Mm. So if it were me and I'm a Santa Rosa County resident, I'm probably parking over at Park East near Portofino. I'm trolleying over to Show Center, and then when I get back to my car, I'm going east.
The one way.
I think that may be the play. But
oh, gosh. Just even then, just the strategization that goes into like the parking situation is just unbelievable.
I don't remember if they've done that in years past. My assumption is no, but I don't.
I haven't heard anything about it, but
yeah,
I could have.
Usually,
very
everybody just funnels off the Bob Sykes Bridge, but no, I think that will certainly help, especially, you know, residents who are and visitors who are coming from, you know, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and beyond. So.
Yeah, and a very selfless act as well. That's pretty cool because yeah. I mean that traffic's going to be just ungodly. Carrying on with some health, business, and science notes, just a couple more here. National French Fry Day is today. Hey, I had those earlier.
To the shock of no one.
Yeah, to the shock of no one, especially when you realize there's a Whataburger cup directly to my right.
Yeah.
Several local restaurants are making the occasion by offering special deals. Look for specials at Burger King, Wendy's, and Whataburger, among others.
Did you get a deal?
I did not see the special.
Okay.
No. But to be fair, I was in a rush, and I wasn't looking for it.
All right. Let's see, some pop culture notes today. The first trailer is out for Marvel's Captain America Brave New World. The film follows Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, a.k.a. the Falcon, who has now taken up the mantle of Captain America. Wilson is recruited by the U.S. President Thaddeus Ross to become an agent for the country. Captain America Brave New World hits theaters on February 14th. I will be excited to go see that. I will. Did you see the end of Endgame where Sam gets the mantle from Steve Rogers? Did you see that?
No, I didn't, because I'm not a big Marvel guy.
All right.
So, yeah, I guess just keep that reference to yourself. Yeah. No word yet about a suspect or motive. In the vandalism of Selena's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the legendary Tejano singer's star was found smeared with black paint on Monday, along with those of actress Hynie Conklin and musician Jenny Rivera. Fans cleaned up the paint as best they could, but Selena's and Rivera's stars were found vandalized again on Tuesday. Mm.
Fans of The Office are descending on Miami this weekend. It was Austin, for your reference, it was a show that aired on NBC from 2005 to 2013.
Right.
The Miami Airport Convention Center is hosting a convention. Actor Rainn Wilson, Dwight will be there. So is Leslie David Baker. He was Stanley. He's right. Hosting a pretzel eating contest.
I do understand that.
Angela, Meredith, Creed, Oscar, Toby, Jan, Roy, and David Wallace are all expected to be there. So it looks like no Steve Carell or John Krasinski, which is probably mildly disappointing. The
No Jenna Fisher either.
Did I not? Oh, yeah, no, I didn't say Pam.
Yeah.
So a two-day event is called The Reunion. It takes place Saturday and Sunday. Mm. So.
Yeah,
cool there.
Steve Carell and John Krasinski, especially. I don't know what Jenna Fisher's up to, but those two, I mean, Steve and John, they got a lot going on. So it doesn't surprise me that they wouldn't show. A potential legal showdown in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial will have to wait until next week. This comes after the judge called for a recess and sent the jury home for the weekend. Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is in a New Mexico prison for 18 months for involuntary manslaughter for her role in the onset shooting death of Helena Hutchins. The prosecution wants to call her to the stand, but her attorney says that she will plead the fifth and not offer testimony. Just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, wacky stories and good news to round out hour one. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Join the fun at the 4th Annual Sensory Street on Sunday, July 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Downtown Museum of Commerce. Come on out of the heat and bring the family to this fun, free community event. Dance, plant, count, play music, and make some fun memories. Sensory Street is hosted by Autism Pensacola, presented by the Bear Family Foundation, and sponsored by many other community supporters. For more information, visit autismpensacola.org. See you soon at Sensory Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, or at least as quick as I can make it. There are several spots on the roads that are giving us some trouble here as of late. Starting with Pensacola Beach, we've got still very heavy backups there. That is if you are trying to get off of Pensacola Beach. Then it's going to be I-10. This is if you're traveling westbound past Pensacola Beach, or Pensacola Boulevard, rather, and approaching Pine Forest Road. We've got some very heavy backups there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound towards I-10. Still very heavy congestion going both ways there. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, both heavily backed up at this time also. The last couple of major spots are going to be Highway 90, that's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
It's going to be a sunny and hot weekend with just a little chance for a shower or storm to pop up on Saturday at 30%, a little more likely for the inland areas. Sunday's rain chance is going to be 40% and highs will run between about 90 and 95 with heat index values up in the triple digits. If you're headed to watch the Blue Angels, enjoy the show. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, recapping our top stories today, former President Obama and Nancy Pelosi are reportedly expressing worries about the future of President Biden's campaign, with CNN reporting that both Obama and Pelosi have held private meetings about Biden's mental fitness. Major Democratic donors are reportedly withholding $90 million in pledged contributions to a super PAC supporting Biden's candidacy. That's according to the New York Times. And AT&T believes almost all of its wireless customers are affected by a data breach. Company says a hacker has stolen records of calls and texts, but the stolen data doesn't include the content of calls or texts or personal info like social security numbers or birth dates. It does include which numbers a customer interacted with and data like how long a call lasted. So, all right. Looking at some wackier stories and good news in the rounds today. Here's some good ones here. Austin, a guy tried to take squatter's rights to a whole new level.
Oh, geez.
There was an open house last Sunday for a home for sale near Stafford, Virginia. One of the people who toured the home was a 39-year-old man named Napoleon Boache.
Cool name.
He apparently talked to the seller about how much he liked the place, thought it would be great for him and his four kids, and looks like he was pretty serious about it, too, because he just moved in 2 days later. He did not buy the home. He just moved in, showed up with his kids, got inside, and refused to leave. Police got there and ordered him to come out. He just stared at them through a window. So they went inside and arrested him.
What did he think was going
to
happen?
That's what needs to. Well, listen, some of these states, man, they got these weird rules and laws about squatters.
I know, it's very controversial.
So apparently, oh, dude, you want to make my blood boil? Tell me about squatters that have moved into somebody's home
and they have rights to stay there.
That the and there's nothing that the police or anybody can do.
Yeah,
that drives me absolutely nuts.
But I think the backbone of squatters' rights, or the concept of it, even though it does suck, is like, they have to have stayed there for a certain amount of time. You know, so it's like this guy just
somebody else's
in.
Property, man. It shouldn't matter.
No, you're right.
I know. I'm not yelling at you.
Yeah, you're yelling to the
you're
people.
You're not sticking up for the squatter in this case.
Yeah, no. You and I are sharing the soapbox. Yeah. I get you. Alrighty, another wacky story here. If you're looking for a dumb way to blow $4,000, we have good news for you. The high-end fashion brand Balenciaga is selling a fake festival wristband for the low price of $3,800. It's called the Raver Used Bracelet. It's made to look worn and tattered, like you went to an event years ago and never took it off. But it's adjustable, so you can take it off. How about that? They claim that it requires a full day's work to make each one, and that's why it's so expensive. Oh, okay. They stitch Balenciaga onto it so that it takes takes some time. And making it look distressed probably factors into the price too, right? Apparently not, because there's also a non-distressed version that costs even more. $4,900. Okay. That's so dumb. The things that people will spike the prices up on to seem humble.
My fake festival wristband combined with my looks like I urinated in my jeans and then the wrinkled top.
Isn't there like also a purse or something that looks like a lunch bag or something?
That's right.
Yeah. So
and then throw on some sandals over my socks.
There we go.
My flip flops over my socks.
Millionaires looking like the rest of us. How about this? If you want this, here's the deal. The fair's coming in October. Those wristbands are a sucker to take off. Wear one of those and it'll, you know, just wrinkle it a bit. There
Austin,
you go. You're rich.
If you want to live to be 100 plus,
okay.
I have the secret sauce.
What's that?
A woman in Alabama named Helen Denmark turned 108 on Sunday. She says she stays young by drinking wine, eating dessert, and flirting with men with mustaches.
I do two of those things. I won't say which two.
Yeah, I think we all know which one you're omitting there.